next one, example number 9, has to do with the dominant family. Okay, dominant. By dominant, I simply mean an unaltered seventh chord or like a ninth chord. You know. So I wrote C9 in the example because, you know, not to confuse it with C7 flat 9 or C7 sharp 9. Obviously, a C7 type chord has a major third in it, so you can use a C major pentatonic over it. And here's our example. Let's change the groove a little bit. Like, let's do some Credence. Here we go. 3, 4. From Born on the Bayou, and we'll play some C major pentatonic. Seem like an obvious one, but I actually don't use this one a lot. Meaning when I see a C7 chord, I tend to think about the seventh and the ninth and all this stuff, and I tend to ignore the obvious. So you know, I should use it more often. You know, just because that major pentatonic doesn't have a flat 7 in it, doesn't mean you can't use it. But moving on.